This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agitavach, everyone. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Yoimi. We are up to the fifth day where Chafetz Chaim is continuing. On Friday, we learned of why the prohibition of Lashon Hara has become so neglected by many people. Either people rationalize that what they're saying is not considered Lashon Hara, or about who they're speaking is not Lashon Hara, or because people think it's so restrictive, they say it's impossible to speak about anything, so they just give up. And the Chafetz Chaim says, Alkein, therefore, Azarti kegever chalatzai, I girded my loins like a mighty warrior, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, with the help of the Almighty, Hachoinen li Adam Das, that grants man understanding. V'kibatzti kol dinei Lashon Hara rechilas al sefer, I gathered all the laws of Lashon Hara and rechilas into one book, V'likatati oisam, and I gathered them, mikol hamakoymos hamafuzaram b'shas, from all the places scattered in shas. Think about it, you know, the shas has so many hundreds of blot. The Chafetz Chaim had to literally go through the entire shas and find all the relevant gemaras, uvapoiskim, and all the halachic authorities, v'frat b'harambam, b'hasmag, b'hashari tshuva l'rabbeinu yoyna, specifically the Rambam, the Smag, the Shari Tshuva, and Rabbeinu Yoyna. Shehim heiru lanu ha'inayim b'halacha zu, they have illuminated our eyes in this halacha. V'gam likati eza dinam ima shematzasi b'tshuvas ma'arik, I also gathered some dinim that are found in the tshuva of the ma'arik. U'sharei tshuvais ha'shayachem le'inyan zeh, and other responsa that are relevant to these halachis. V'chilakti es ha'sefer l'shnei chalakim, I divided the sefer into two parts. Part one is Hilchos Isurei Lashon Hara, the laws of the prohibition of Lashon Hara. And part two is Hilchos Isurei Rechilas, the laws of the prohibition of Rechilas. V'chasher yizakeni ha'elyon, if when Hashem grants me the merit, Ereb li neder l'chaber al elu hashnei chalakim oid chelik shlishi, I will see to it to appendage to this, these two chalakim, a third chelik, asher bo yukubatz kol hamamorim haneskarim ba'gemara, that in it is gathered all the statements that are mentioned in the Gemara, u'midrashim, v'zoyer ha'kadosh minyan zeh. Basically, Sefer Chafetz Chaim is a halacha sefer, but the Chafetz Chaim is pledging to write, so to speak, like a Musar sefer, which ultimately he did, which is in the back of Chafetz Chaim, that's called Sefer Shmiras Halashoin. Now, take a look in the footnote. Chafetz Chaim says in the footnote, "U'be'emes yish harbei dinim b'hilchos rechilos." You know, the Chafetz Chaim said there are two parts of the Sefer. There's Hilchos Lashon Hara and Hilchos Rechilos. And the truth is, there are many dinim in the laws of Rechilos. Shenucha lilmoid oisam midinei Yisrael Lashon Hara. We could have learned them out from the laws of Lashon Hara. Ach amarti, but I saw to it, ha-hechrach, the necessity, lachzer oid kol din v'din v'pratiyos, to elaborate on each din specifically, both by the laws of Lashon Hara and the laws of Rechilos, machmas goydel ha-michshol ha-motzoi b'zeh ha-chet, because of the great stumbling block, which is common by this chet ha-lashon, the chet of speech, rachman al-tzan. Ve'in lismach b'inyin kazeh al-hama'ayin. Do not rely in this inyan on someone who... Meaning, the Chafetz Chaim says, I don't want to rely on someone just to say, okay, I learned the laws of Lashon Hara, and now I'll extrapolate and apply it to the laws of Rechilas. Shekasher yitzarach le'ezah davar l'maisa, because I don't want to rely on someone that when he needs to look something up, l'maisa, yechapeis l'may davar mitach davar, he's going to have to start extrapolating. V'kulei hai v'ulai, it might be a little bit too far-fetched to rely on such a thing. That's why the Chafetz Chaim specified and clarified the laws by Lashon Hara and by Rechilas. Gam shekemat b'chol inyan v'inyan, also, practically, by every single inyan, yesh eza hischadshus, there's some novelty. Asher lo inucha lumay zemidine isurei Lashon Hara, that you cannot learn out from the laws of Lashon Hara. V'chvar amru chazal b'kiyotze b'zeh, chazal said by something similar called Parsha Shenemra V'nishneis, any Parsha that is said and repeated, Lai Nishneis, it's only repeated, Ela B'shvel Davar Sheneschadesh Ba, only for some new din that has been innovated. Now, L'Chafetz Chaim continues, back on top, the reason why the Chofetz Chaim is pledging to write a work that will enunciate the Musar and from the Gemara and the Medrash, by doing so, it will become explained the great reward in this world and in the world to come. Lamisha Nizar may avinzat, to someone who's careful about the sin, the goydal einish, and the great punishment. Lamisha Ivrazat, to someone who violates it. V'achar kach chilakti es halachis hanalaklam. Then I subdivided the halachis into general principles, v'chol klal l'kama sifim, each klal into different branches, k'dei she'yoratz ha'koribay, so you could run through it. V'chamat b'chol klal, practically in every general category of halacha, tziyarti eza tziyurim ha'shayachim l'klal zeh, I gave a number of illustrations that are relevant to this klal, k'dei she'mimenu yisboinen ha'kori, that from it, the reader could contemplate Eich lizar bezalamaisa, how to be careful practically. The karasi eshem ha-sefer hazeh b'chloloi chafetz chayim. I named this sefer chafetz chayim, he who desires life. Al shem ha-kos, because of the pasuk in Tehillim, mi ha-ish ha-chafetz chayim, who is the man who desires life, v'chulu. Umibnei shel ha-yakotz ha-koyre b'kriyasei kodin umakoyrei. So that it doesn't become too overwhelming to read each halacha, and then the source. I mean, the Chofetz Chaim didn't want to give you all the sources on top. We'll see. There are extensive sources given on the bottom in a commentary called Be'er Mayim Chaim. That we don't read. We just read the bottom line, halacha on top. Machmas Roiv Ha'arichos Shenimsa B'Lefamim, because of the length of the subject matter, Alkein, therefore, Chilakti L'Shnayim. I divided it into two sections. Hapnim, the upper section, the inner section, v'halacha b'kitzer, which is the abbreviated halacha, hayoytzeis, that emerges achar beiru kol hadvarim, after clarifying all the matters, yikarei b'shem mekar hachayim, that's called source of life, ki hadibur sheba adam, because man's speech, hu yoytzei, it comes out mikoyach nefesh achaya ashabai, from the living spirit within him. Uchamay shakasav, like it says, vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya, man was a living spirit. The Targum Onklus explains it, translates it, l'ruach memalila, a speaking spirit. Ubeir savavla, the commentary around it, yikarei b'shem, is called be'er mayim chayim, the spring of living water, kihu ha'be'er, because that is the well, and the spring shadolisi mimeno, that I drew from it, es mekar hachayim hapnimi, the inner source of life. V'yeda achi hakore, you should know, my brother, the reader, sha'afil, and you see the love of the Chofetz Chaim for every Jew. He calls us his brother. Sha'afilu kol davar pashut shenimtza b'fnim, even something simple that is found in the main text of the halacha, Heresi es makayrai, I showed its source, Bever Mayim Chaim, in the bottom section, Bever Mayim Chaim, Laman Yevoirar Le'inakal, in order to clarify to everyone, Shasefer Zed, that this book, Le'chibarti al pi midas chasidos, this is not saintly behavior, this is not behavior only for the righteous, Rak al Sadhadin, it's all mainstream halacha. Rabbi Yisai, that concludes tonight. Tomorrow, because Monday and Tuesday are Yom Tov, we will definitely bli neder get together, probably around 12 o'clock, stay tuned, and we might even have to do two, okay, for Yom Tov. Have a good tovach, bracha v'hatzlacha, achak hashav smech. Thank you everyone, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.